There's a figure in the garden with the stars beneath his feet. And I asked him all his questions. He just smiled back at me. He said, don't listen to what I say. It's not important now anyways. There's a bookmark in this old abandoned place. And she came as a reminder, words projected on her face. And I convince you not to say we shouldn't be here now anyway. All these things inside of me get louder every day. All my friends, they lay around, but I don't hear them say, how do you do? How do you do? Mr. Jones, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Mr. Jones, how do you do? Took a photograph, said please don't laugh, for the picture won't turn out. Well, I raised my hand and I took a stand and asked, what's this all about? Said, I'm sorry about today. Took out a pen and signed it anyways. And all these things inside of me get louder every day. And all my friends, they lay around, I don't hear them say, how do you do? How do you do? Mr. Jones, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Mr. Jones, how do you do?
That's a Buster Blue duo here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the last refuge from the Burning Man Exodus, backwards and forwards. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Here at my left-hand side, I've got the Cadillac Kim. We've got Chewy. He's still here in town for staking the mines. Better than that, we have both Buster Blue and Welcome to Beautiful Reno, Nevada
on the Worst Little Podcast. We're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
All right.
What's up?
Hello.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been a minute. I my house fell apart last
week. Yeah, we
literally
heard about that.
As I was leaving the house.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, no. Was it neighborhood kids?
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Plate glass and you know, we have old windows. And
gotcha.
Sometimes they stick.
Yep.
Why'd you do that?
I did not do anything. I cleaned it all up.
Now, we theorized that a certain 12-year-old...
13.
13-year-old, threw a fit and smashed a bunch of shit everywhere.
Why'd you do that?
No.
The window, that may or may not be true, but the window is not broken by that happening.
Oh.
It happened. It happened simultaneously. And that might have had to
maybe
do
there
with...
There was a high-pitched noise that may have shattered.
An adult that wasn't my react... Me. An adult that wasn't me's reaction to said 13-year-olds spitting and throwing tools at the ground outside.
Cool. What a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Riku.
So Riku's been on no talk for a week.
How's that working out?
May not speak until spoken to. Guess what? She's not getting her ass in trouble.
Can we still play the drops here, though?
Right.
No.
If we speak to her first, Riku, was that weird?
That was weird.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're going to be phasing her out after Christmas. I'm just, like, forewarning. She will be our investigative reporter on the street.
All right. So we need to kidnap some other small child.
I have a one-year-old.
Right. So we need to get some.
Yet? Oh, yeah.
So. Is he talking enough to do a drop session at Christmas?
We'll see at Christmas now, won't we?
So, do you remember when you had to wear the headphones?
Why didn't we talk about this before the show? This isn't me.
Rory, you don't know this if you didn't listen, but we talked about on the show how the window got broken. The audience is dying to know what happened.
Really? All right, I'll throw her under the bus. So she's not hiding it. So Diana went to open the window to say, hey, knock that off to Riku, who, again, was throwing my tools to the ground instead of using them as instructed and was spitting. And Diana forgot that the windows are the kinds that have the spinny latch, the casement crank. Yeah, they're casement windows. And she just went to push on it. I mean, we've been living there for 2 years, and a couple of them in the house, yes, are broken, and you just push them open and pull them in. But
this one was not.
It was not, and she just kind of pushed on it, and hi, 50-year-old plate glass window. Yeah. Remember the time we broke the one at our house?
It looked exactly like the same glass.
Yep.
Did that make everything better? Did everybody calm down at that point, or...?
Was Riku like, wow, it's finally not me breaking stuff?
I was kind of smug the whole time because none of it was my fault.
What a fucking dick. That's awesome.
Because, I then lectured to Riku, about the dangers of plate glass and was kind of, some of that was like also for Diana's benefit.
Said a lot.
She doesn't listen to this, right?
No, never.
Oh. All right.
Her friends do, so word might get, but she doesn't give a shit.
I know.
No, I mean, I threw a plastic cup at the ground and it bounced up and cut a perfect hole, a perfect circle in the middle.
In the 50-year-old.
The middle of the 50-year-old plate glass. Like,
its
spider web cracked off of it, but the only glass that fell out was simply the hole in the middle.
Wow.
Because I threw a plastic cup at the ground in anger and it bounced up at exactly the right angle. To just punch it, like, boom, a perfect, like, 6-inch hole right in the window, in the middle of it. You couldn't have planned that better.
Time to get some new windows.
For real. But as long as they're intact.
Hey, what did I do? What did I do, Rick?
You got a new window.
Out of plexiglass.
All right. So no more plastic cup misadventures for you.
Nope. Everything's better now.
Yeah, everything works.
Well, that's a lovely story. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that makes Rory go, look, I can't make the show. Mm-hmm. I've got to stay here and laugh at my family for being stupid.
I'll have you know, I was cleaning up broken glass for like 2 hours, finding it in all the nooks and crannies and outside. We have dogs. And
Rory,
pets
you have taken on the Rick role. I don't mean Rick Roll. I mean the role of Rick.
I even just did the Rick sigh.
Yeah. Because remember, I'm sure when you broke the glass that I helped clean it up and say, it's okay. You know, we should really be more careful about it.
Or the time that you broke the glass yourself on the cabinet and we had to with your hand and shit. And right?
Were these drunk Rick stories?
Where I went to jail afterwards?
No. This is the one. You were making breakfast one day and you just like weird. You broke the plate.
It was a ceramic dish
and it cut like razor.
Yeah, and right on my wrist. And I remember that everybody was like, "Oh, Rick, but you only hurt yourself when you're sober the next day. It wasn't when you were drunk." And the truth is because I'm shaking because I don't have alcohol in my system. Mm. It actually was totally related. related to my alcoholism. And yeah. I remember going to the place and getting it sewed up and the guy being all, now you weren't trying to kill yourself, right? And my tendon was sticking out, but all my fingers worked.
Right.
And so the tendon stuck out.
It was
out.
So close
it
to being
out.
Like
no.
way fucked up.
The lady said, with the tendon sticking out, one of your fingers shouldn't work, but all my fingers worked. And she looked at me and said, are you an alien? Because I'm not, something should have been more wrong, but it wasn't. And then the entire time I kept saying, they said, okay, we're going to give you some pain pills. And I said, can I drink on those? And he's like, yeah. And I said, is it okay if I drink right after this? He's all, yeah. And then I'm like, fourth or fifth time I mentioned alcohol, he said, do you want a pamphlet for AA? So, that was before I ever considered
quitting.
Because
any normal person would have been like, oh, yeah, shit, wow, this is crazy. Yeah, I might want to have a drink later today. Rick's like, can I go home and start pounding shots immediately?
The second I want, and then, yeah,
the nearest
what I
liquor
want.
Store.
It's a great excuse. Yeah. I can't do anything else now. I've got
at the time, the nearest liquor store was about a 100-foot walk from our backyard.
Man. God, what a good life.
Wow, there's so many great liquor stores in this city.
Fuck yeah.
It was a Raley's.
It was a Raley's.
All right.
I'm sorry, but thank God we've... So are there people here this
week,
Rory?
There are some people
there. There are. We thank you, Rick. We have guests this week. I would like to welcome good friends Brian and Rach.
Yay. Hi.
Yeah, I just said Rach, not Rach Bot.
That's okay.
You know, I'm not a Rach. Fan, I'm a friend.
That's cool. I like
yeah.
that.
We are, have we decided we're 1/5 of Buster Blue or
one
fourth?
Fourth
I
thought.
I like
a no. Buster Blue duo. Because yeah. you guys have played in different configurations.
We have, yeah. yeah.
They don't even always include Brian. Like,
no, they always include
well,
Brian.
Yeah, anything Buster Blues for sure.
Usually probably
Brian.
The best,
I can't
the
do
best,
that.
The best ones are without me, though.
That's right. When no noise is being made.
Yeah, right. When I sleep. That's the best.
And I'd also like to remember, remember to welcome.
I would like to remember that too.
Yeah, continuing with the Worst Little Podcast tradition of bringing you exclusives and never before heard and seen content. We would like to welcome for the first time ever a meme page from Facebook, the Keyboard Commando from Welcome to Beautiful Reno, Nevada.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing, Commando? We're going to call you KC because Keyboard Commando is going to take too long to say in this fast-paced show.
Sure.
Can we call you KeyCom?
I'm great.
KeyCom's pretty cool.
KeyCom's pretty cool.
It's almost like Keytar.
Mando. Yeah.
Control.
Yeah.
Mando. That's your new name.
Mando.
Actually, Mando's a lot catchier.
Mando sounds like a porn name.
Yeah. Mando sounds like the leader of a gang.
Mando Steel.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show, Mando.
Glad to be here.
We're gonna talk to you a little bit about things going on in Reno, but I'd just like to welcome everybody to the show. It's so
Thank
much
you.
Fun. Having all of our friends here tonight.
Totally.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm super stoked to have Buster Blue. You guys have been one of my favorite bands for ever.
We've literally been trying to book you since the third season as a full band, and
Rick's
it still
house.
Didn't happen.
It's hard to imagine to get everybody together.
It is, yeah.
And although it would be a phenomenal pain in the ass, it would still be such an amazing show.
It would
show.
Be
worth it.
Yes.
Someone would have to be on the stairs.
We'll do that for sure.
I mean,
push you all downstairs.
God, that would be so
I can't
awesome.
Say I would throw in a handy, but I could definitely give you a back rub.
Oh, and I want you to know I will jack everybody off. Everybody. So, if you ever want to do it,
I didn't want to speak for you.
Right. I love that I don't have to ask these guys if we're doing the PG version of the show.
That'll be the pre-show.
He also did that for the Hellbilly Bandits, though. So, so special.
Oh, I hope you washed your hands.
Every time. I'm very,
hand
you know,
sanitizer in the middle.
I'm helpful and I'm clean.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, no, I'm not. I'm not even going to start that joke can of worms.
Yeah,
we're going to stop it right here. But hey guys, Buster Blue, you've got something going on real soon here. Like an actual real live on stage reunion.
Yeah.
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 I just want to get right to that at the beginning of the show. That's the big news right now.
Yeah, we're playing September 7th at Revision Brewing Company with Helen Rain. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the...
Who is Helen Rain, for those of us who don't know?
Helen Rain is badass rock... Basically, it is badass rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really like, I don't know, kind of really good groovy 70s rock, if you like it's like James Gang's in Boston. Kind of puts
nice. All right. Yeah. Where are they from? Not here.
Not here.
Around.
Not right now.
All right.
No, they're probably from LA or something.
That's for that.
If they're not from Douglas not County, from who cares, right?
They're from McDermott.
And that's
nothing
that
wrong with McDermott. It's actually on my band's tour schedule next year.
Is it?
Oh man, good luck.
Yeah, no, we're doing a Nevada tour. Wagons East.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh,
all right, Goldfield.
You gonna just break down in Utah and stay there, or what are you doing?
No, we're gonna come back. We're gonna make a little loop. Yeah,
say you're coming back.
But we're not talking about that. Like, but you got no. That band is not from here.
They're not from here. Yeah.
All right.
Brian, are you talking into your mic?
No, it's my
mic. No, he's actually totally talking off mic to me.
Do that. It fucks with everybody who's listening.
Is this in the right
spot? The mic position is way off. He's talking into the top of the mic. Hold on.
Yeah.
Chewy's going to come to the rescue and fix it, as he always does with everything. That is much better.
There we go.
And Rick has come into the studio to make sure this is pointing
right
in my
mouth. Way to ruin the magic.
It was about 6 inches off. You know what I'm saying?
Was it bigger than a baby's arm holding a tomato?
Oh, my gosh. So this show is for the revision, or I'm sorry, it's for the Reno as Fuck 4-year anniversary?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Reno as Fuck 4-year.
Wow.
So there's a beer release happening with that. So I think it's just another Reno as Fuck beer. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an IPA.
Yeah. That's all they do at Revision is IPAs, I think.
Bitter as fuck. Just yeah. Like Tyson.
Hi,
speaking of Tyson, though, okay, so he has a new food truck actually called Lolly Burger, and it is amazing.
Oh.
He debuted it at Kiel actually on Friday night, and I went with a bunch of friends. Dang. It was delicious. Their burgers come with cheese skirts. So if you didn't know you needed a cheese skirt in your life, now you know.
I saw a picture of him looking very PR friendly with a shit-eating grin on his face, as he does.
Very happy.
Is cheese skirt like a meat curtain?
No.
Just
they do go well together.
Fried cheese, little melted cheese.
Oh, like it touches the grill and becomes burny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if he's gonna have that at the
revision. And if you find a meat curtain that looks like a cheese skirt, call your nearest medical professional.
Oh. Get the hell out of here.
I heard that you're supposed to squirt lime juice on it.
Oh my god.
It goes without saying. No. Everything's better with lime juice.
It's an old.
Whatever, so. I just hear Ian laughing in the background.
Oh, hey, welcome to intern Ian. Thanks for being on the show.
Ian's schedule has changed and he can be in our lives again.
No longer intern, actual production
assistant.
We made him something.
The first step on your road to lack of stardom.
Yeah. Well, no, many of our interns have gone on to be way better than
one.
Yeah.
Two.
One.
Okay, like four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of them, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, all of them except the ones still doing this show.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know about you, but
who knows?
I'm doing
He's
all
still
right.
young.
He is still young. He's got his own podcast, which I've listened to once or twice.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's too bad he doesn't have a mic, so he can't talk about
Tell
it.
Tell us about it.
it's a simple podcast. We're called Dungeons and Doobies. We talk about smoking pot and playing Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah.
I love that.
So check it out if you're feeling Dungeons froggy. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So. Right on.
And just for the nerds out there, I did stack all of my diet with the four cider on top, and it remained there despite people shaking the table for a good 10 minutes.
Fucking yeah.
It was a magical night, and I died, and my God brought me back to life.
That was nice.
Well, and now I remember Ian did tell me about Dungeons and Doobies, but I remember the time thinking, I don't play Dungeons and Dragons and I don't smoke weed.
I'm totally not going to remember this.
But I should listen to just see. Right. God, I'm a dick friend.
But I have listened to a few episodes and I need to remember to tell the group to listen. And I will recommend that, sir.
Are the shows hella long or is it just like 20 minutes?
They can range anywhere from like an hour to like an hour and a half, depending on like how stoned we got and
there you go.
How much we talked. We're kind of on a hiatus right now. I've got some personal stuff going on, so we've been taking a few weeks off, but we should be back I think next week or the week after.
They're going to be our
where can you find you? Are you on Spotify?
Yeah,
on iTunes.
Yeah, Spotify and Apple Podcast right now. We're working on getting Google. It's just with the hosting site we're using, it's being a pain in the ass.
Blah blah blah. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Are you gonna be? Are you gonna be our competition next year for the Reno News and Review Best Podcast?
I mean, they are our sister podcast
that we're gonna help promote. And if that, like, yeah, if they can win, good luck to them.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
I'm sure you'll do fine. Perhaps top five.
He only mentioned the top three.
He's going to get four every year.
I'm aware of that. Right. I knew that, actually.
That's the chewy kiss of win. Always coming in fourth.
Oh, my gosh. Should we get another song?
I think we have another song. Clear the palette, and then we'll get back to different conversations where we actually talk to our guests.
Yes.
Bye, Rachel.
Poor Rachel. She has to run up and downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
We just decided for almost no reason at all to shove her downstairs.
She's got
to
go up and downstairs, like run up and down, and then she's got to blow into her instrument.
Her instrument is rather large.
Make it a bigger fraction.
Sexually.
It's just a lot of hard work. That's all. She's working hard for your listening pleasure.
Sexually.
She's working hard for the money. Hey, speaking of the money, this show isn't free.
It is not free.
We have a Patreon site where you can help us out for the cost of running a show and documenting the whole culture and history of Reno and all the musicians that come through these August doors.
50 years from now, nobody's going to know any of this bullshit happened if we don't save it forever.
Yeah, that's right.
We would like to really start reaching out and connecting with our audience. So we're going to – we have a number of Patreon sponsors already, and they are our honorary and executive producers and costume designers. every week they help us put on the show and buy all the expensive sequins and rhinestones that we need for our outfits here in the studio.
Clothes, though.
This week,
no, dude, they're gonna march all over Edith's fucking head. Screw that bitch. Our Patreon people
this
do
week's
such a better
executive
job.
Producer is Keith Jewett.
Keith Jewett.
And
Keith.
This week's costume designer is the lovely and talented Stacey Toll.
Oh, thank God bless you, folks. You both. We look good because of you.
No wonder we look so good.
So thank you all. There's more people. We'll get to them in upcoming weeks. And if you too would like to be an executive producer or costume designer for the show, please find us at patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
And I would like to say this week that we have two new subscribers.
Really? Hey,
that are not subscribing through the Patreon site. They are paying Dogwater Studios directly.
Nice.
Oh, man. Wow. I like it.
Well, it's not under the table because
Why didn't you tell me this before the show when we talked about doing this?
If it was, I wanted, well, I don't know.
I could have just made them the things for the week.
No, I think, because it's somebody that we brought up before. You're going to see why this all kind of doesn't matter.
Write it down on a note and have Ian send it to
me. I don't want to disclose how all the money that comes from this goes through my accountant and I pay taxes and stuff, so it's not under the table. If it was under the table, I wouldn't be talking about it in a public forum. But I wanted you guys to know that
the IRS listens to this show a lot.
Yeah, we're going to be audited.
The dangers, Jessica and Felix.
Oh, yeah.
Have decided to give us monthly money for the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
And I'm not going to say exactly how much it is, but I will say it is nearly double what the Patreon people are paying.
Holy shit. No. So I got to say.
Step up your game, Patreon.
This awkward silence brought to you, as once and as always, by Felix Danger and the Dr. Danger.
Amen. Right. God bless you both.
One of our very first sponsors was Felix Polanski and Pinky
Why Polanski. Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again? Felix likes to drink.
One plus one equals two.
Awesome fucking people that have done a lot to support
my neighbors.
The local Reno music.
Yes,
scene.
And your literal neighbors.
My God. Yeah. Back in the beginning of Dogwater Studios, Jessica ran Cherry Bear Records, where she produced CDs and actually made the physical CDs for bands that came through Dogwater Studios. It was awesome and designed and did all the artwork, and she's unbelievable.
Awesome.
And Felix has fucking done so much shit too. It's amazing.
I guess they're the executive producers, and Keith Jewett's key grip.
He gets
downgraded to key grip.
He has a great grip, but never forget, you guys, that Keith hates fun.
Oh, okay.
And let me say, Jess and Felix have the only dogs on my street that don't bark.
Oh, that's nice.
Their dogs are awesome. So fucking great sweet. Dogs.
Jessica,
oh my God.
Jessica and Felix know how to talk to the animals.
Yes.
Literally.
They can walk with the animals.
All right. Any rate, we're stalling for time, but I think the band is annoyedly ready.
Locked and loaded?
Annoyedly ready.
Annoyedly ready. That'd be a great album.
Rachel, did you tune your sex?
Well, no, but it'll be fine.
Fuck yeah, I will.
Finger your sex.
You don't need that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, that is,
that's the technical
term. I was going to say, that's a very technically correct term.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Jaw. No one's blaming you at all. In my own way, I'm releasing you, 'cause that's what cowards do in towns that you will pass. On your way, it's the way you'll be. Will you leave behind a trail that comes leading back to me? And I won't go, no, I won't go. And I don't feel you anymore. And I don't hear words you're saying, but I hear your footsteps to the door. Say time is what you make, and I've made a point to be untrue. Giving all the love I've got, dividing part of it to you. Even though you don't live here anymore, would you cover up my mouth when there's footsteps at the door? Honey, don't tear off your jaw. No one's blaming you at all. In my own way, I'm releasing you, 'cause that's what cowards do now. Please zip up your dress and just do your best to understand what it means to be alone, for me to be an honest man. In the cold, oh, in the cold, I will leave you on the floor, and I'll muster up the brave to hear my footsteps to the door.
So fucking rad.
Hell yeah.
That good job, Rachel. Cool.
Hey, good job, Rachel.
Thanks, good job too, Brett.
Thanks, Rachel.
That was pretty badass.
Like, that song actually came up on my Spotify playlist today.
Nice.
Like when I was out driving around, no joke.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Things I regret amazing. Playlist.
Aww.
No. Fuck it. As long as I remembered somehow.
You'll be immortalized forever on this podcast, so, cool. You know.
I want to swing the spotlight over to our good friend Mando here.
Yeah.
I don't know how
doing,
I follow that.
Mando?
I'm not sure how I'm going to follow that, like, because it's like, first up, two amazing musicians playing their music, followed by a shitposting page. Like, what do I do? Like, how do I follow that up? How do I follow that act? That's like going on
well,
after.
Well, should we start by explaining to everybody Welcome to Beautiful Reno, Nevada is?
Welcome to Beautiful Reno, Nevada is a page on Facebook.
That is a shitposting meme page.
Yeah, just, you know, pokes fun at what it's like to live here and be a part of the music scene, the nightlife, craft cocktails and craft beer.
The stuff industry. We don't talk to our parents about.
What it's like to be, you know, a filthy hipster.
Trying to use the bathroom at Shays.
Yeah, trying to use the bathroom at Shays.
To actually go to the bathroom in it.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll just say,
does anybody actually use the bathroom for its intended purpose at Shays?
Yeah, there's no toilet back over there.
Watch the silver peak.
I have, but it's cleaner to urinate in the alley.
Make sure you pack a little bit of
toilet
paper.
I feel like that's true for a lot of places. But yeah, so it started because...
I like your origin story because it's mired in the shit of people manipulating this town.
Well, yeah, and the reason it started, but the original page, the first page, was called Reno Lime Bike Customer Service. I thought, wouldn't it be funny, like, what's the zeitgeist of the time right now is Lime Bike? Wouldn't it be funny if I just, like, made a joke like, hey, this is their customer service in Reno, and they talk like, hey, you know, fam. It's real Lime Bike hours, fam. Like, gotta have big dick energy to ride our bikes. But I got taken away because of Lime. And the whole reason I started this all to begin with was because I was being a sad boy. I'd gone through a breakup and whatnot, and
needed people to be angry at.
Not even that. Like, once I stopped being like super sad and depressed and like on the verge of like suicide all dramatically, I decided like, hey, I can make some jokes. I can be funny. And I just started like a page and I was like, oh, I'll just do it. And like a bunch of my friends will laugh at it and maybe a few other people.
Sure.
And that page like got 10,000 followers in 1 week. And my eyes were
podcast doesn't have 10,000 followers.
And I was like,
could you post about our podcast on your
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, and most of that was because a lot of the jokes went super viral. Like people from New Zealand were sharing, a lot of that. And then Facebook took it away because Lime Corporation decided, you know.
Sure.
So... I knew it was going to go away because I'd gotten the warning and they were going to let me change the name, but it for some reason didn't let me change the name. So I started a secondary page and originally it started like, what if the city hired some people to do all of their like tourism promoting and talk about like what it's like to live here.
And it's the same staff as Lime Bike customer service, basically.
No, it's a little different because I don't say like fam, or anything like that. But I just thought like, what if they hired? And so the first jokes were like, when visiting Reno, be sure to visit our elitist hipster food spots. And then it just evolved into straight up memes. And that was around the time when Eddie Lorton.
Boo.
Was running for mayor, and a lot of people were he actually did have kind of a shot of winning because a lot of people were disillusioned with the way City Hall was going, and
still
I had to explain to people like it's not necessarily the mayor, like the mayor is not perfect by any means, but she's better than our options were. And there's a lot of dysfunction in City Hall, and I get to learn a lot of insider stuff because of what I was doing.
As a sidebar, a lot of what happens with the city has less to do with the mayor than it does shit city council decided 3 years ago that is just going into play now.
Yeah.
And there's a delayed effect, and I think a lot of people who get angry.
A lot
don't
of the things that Eddie
that.
Lorton and Reno elections were trying to blame on the mayor were things that Bob Cashel pushed through like years before she was even elected, and it's just now starting to go through, or it were things that were already before she even took office. So there was a lot of misplaced anger and a lot of manipulation of people's emotions at the time, and so I saw that and I was like, well, I'm starting to gain a following and I have to do something because this is something I'm very passionate about is, you know, this. I mean, I make jokes about living here because I love living here.
Yeah. Like it's, you, I love this place.
It's a ridiculous place.
Who remembers you that
can't, you
city
You can't take
slogan.
Yourself too seriously. And, you know, of course, some people didn't learn that. And then I make a joke about bands playing at Shays, and they're like, meh.
You don't support local music.
Like, yeah. But it's like, yeah, like, you can't take yourself so seriously, even me.
Nobody
like,
can.
What was the joke about bands playing at Shays?
It was
actually a post of
a
like
goof.
Nobody, a random band playing at Shays, and it's a picture of Nina Hagen, and it's just sometimes
it making
weird
a
bands
goofy
come
looking
Shays.
Face, yeah. But
and then people are like, actually, I do a lot for this community, and blah, blah.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
I mean, we all know that Shays is amazing and yes. has everybody.
Reno's
plays
amazing,
there.
But it's ridiculous. Also,
I see bartenders at Shays more than my family.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Ding.
Yeah. Lacey Shay's my mom, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. What was that one?
The Sinners.
Good morning, Sinners.
So
check out the page. There's a lot of fun stuff there. If you are somebody who spends far too much time out after midnight in Reno, where we know nothing good is ever going to happen. Let's just all begin with that base assumption.
If you've been at Shay's since last Thursday, you'll get it. So, but as I realized, you know, this is not a good thing. Like, this is not the person we want running for mayor.
Yeah.
And and a bunch of people are lying and manipulating people's emotions. So I basically came out in retaliation, like there's all these retaliatory memes where I was like, this is the truth. This is how it really is. Like, these people are lying to you. And I had people who were feeding me a lot of statistics that were involved, had insider knowledge of City Hall, people feeding me a lot of detailed information, and I realized, like, this is something that's very important, and I pretty much single-handedly took down a politician's campaign for mayor.
Yeah, he didn't lose by that much.
So much so that
he
wanted to fight a meme page, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, and he, and it's, it, and like...
Dude, if the Russian hackers can do it, we can do it too.
Exactly. Right. And so... After that, things kind of like, you know, resumed as normal. And recently I realized that...
Yeah, and you still had this kind of following and it's ha-ha, just
and
like...
It's now, see, it took this page, it took a year to get to 10,000, not a week, but... But
you still have more followers than we do.
It's like one of those things where I just, you know, I just think of something funny and I post it. And I have an app on my phone. That I can like quickly make a meme, and I can search for a picture, and I can just be like, and I'll make
guess
one
what,
quickly.
Kids? It's easy to make a shitposting site.
But then there's
download the app.
But then there's you know the things I put a lot of effort into and a lot of time and energy because I use Photoshop and you know I'm a competent graphic designer. I do that on the side for a living, freelance. And so I was like, yeah, I can do a lot of cool stuff. So I started making T-shirts. And putting those up on, Threadless Artist Shops just to be able to raise some money, you know, make little... Some of these are all, you know, they're all based on the page, based on jokes and whatnot that have been on the page. So I'll come out with a design.
And you're selling T-shirts off of Making Fun of Reno. And so you're
and so
turning around and...
Mm-hmm. People, I mean, they're... Some of the most popular, one of the most popular ones was the word Reno written in white powder with a straw.
Yeah.
The other one was.
I don't get it.
I bastardized the Misfit skull and then used the Misfit spawn and spelled meth. And everyone seems to like that one a lot. But, yeah, and, you know, of course, the keyboard commando.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here I am, the keyboard commando.
Yes.
For a keyboard commando, sure. But no, it's a...
You sure do have a big mouth.
Yeah.
If I catch you out and be public, I'd be happy to address you properly.
That's...
Yeah, I'll see you out in public where I can address you properly. He didn't even spell address right. But, and so that's part of the joke. Like, everybody who quotes it doesn't spell address right. But that's the thing that's funny is... A lot of people don't know the history of the page, and so they start following, and they're like, oh, this is funny stuff about my hometown, and like, oh, it's, they're making fun of people, man, it's funny. And then when, like, I let my leftist politics stick, you know, stand, poke out a little bit and show their face, they're like,
You don't know what you're talking about. Go back to being a meme page. I like it better when it was just memes about my hometown. And it's like, dude, you don't even know, like, half of it. Like, I took down a conservative politician because, you know...
Of making fun of your hometown.
Yeah. So...
No, but so speaking of these leftist politics and the T-shirts, put that together. And so, you've been organizing a little bit to help out the homeless situation in Reno.
And yeah, that's... I look at the homeless situation in Reno. A lot of people... have come out recently when I've been posting about it, and they'll be like, oh, well, these people just want to be homeless, so they'll get free stuff. And I'm like, that's literally the dumbest fucking thing I have ever heard in my life. And it's because, you know, nobody wants to be homeless. Nobody wants to sit out on the street with nothing to do, nowhere to go. It's either really hot outside or it's really cold, thanks to Nevada weather. And they've got nothing. They would rather be in some place like, you know, a house, or even at least, like, you know, some of them stay in these really filthy, shitty motels because it's their last refuge and they're risking their health. Well,
and I hate to say this, like, I was spottily homeless in Reno 25 years ago.
I was too, actually.
And it was very different then because, frankly, there were a lot more abandoned buildings. It was easy to break into and squat and have shelter from the elements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cheap places to live, too.
As opposed to now where, yes, I mean, these places need to be torn down in many ways. And some places need to be finished being built. Was the case with some of them where the building had been halted. There's a lot of wasted real estate in Reno for so long, and now all of a sudden there is some more housing or raised developments, and it's effectively become less space for people to be out of the elements.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say my experience is anywhere near what
no, not at
we're
all.
Going through, but I spent about a month and a half maybe where I didn't have a place to live. I had to get out of a living situation that was bad, and I had nowhere to go. And luckily, I had friends who were like, yeah, you can crash on our couch. But there were a couple nights where I had to be like, all right, well, where am I going to stay?
Yeah, I
just wanted
luckily,
the streets.
For me, it was a season where it wasn't too inclement, and the weather wasn't extreme as far as heat or cold either way. I got lucky with that shit, for real.
Yeah, for me, it was I think it was in like September or October. And so, but it was one of those things. I had a couple of nights where I had to, you know, wander the streets and figure out what I was going to do. Luckily, I had a job and I had friends and I was able to get into a place. And that's why I feel lucky. Some people aren't so lucky. Like, we need to help them. And so I started raising money by selling T-shirts. And originally I was going to give like a proceed so that I could put a lot of money towards some other projects to help out. But threadless artist shops do not pay very well because they're doing all the labor and it's all, you know, on demand printing. So I sell a $20 shirt, I get $4. And I was like, this is really hard to raise money. Like, any bit helps, but I've been giving whatever I can to Rise, which is a really great homeless program in Reno.
Absolutely.
And
they've been really instrumental in a lot of the local recent incentives and
so I'm programs. Coming up with a lot more fundraising ideas. One of the things I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start an actual clothing company and start using my graphic design skills to design shirts that people will actually want to wear. Not just, you know, jokes based on living in Reno that anyone can wear anywhere. And then I'm going to start, I'm going to do it on Big Cartel, which, you know, you see a lot more of your money, and through Printful connected to my Big Cartel shop. And then if I sell, you know, a $20 shirt, I'm going to get more out of that than I would, you know, just $4, and I can start donating more and using it to run a business, and then use that to start giving, really donating a lot of money. And I've got some other fundraising plans.
Because I also wanted to touch on, you've been trying to organize homeless feeds, too.
I've been organizing homeless feeds. Yeah. And basically, I mean, that was a little disorganized because, you know, it just popped in my head one day, like, hey, we should, like, go feed them.
But if you're interested, the Facebook page, anybody out there who, if you like making fun of Reno, but you love living here, that would be a great place to start checking it out and maybe helping out
And the big thing is I ended up getting Pizzaba and Noble Pie to donate pizza. Like,
hey,
Noble Pie
gave
me six large, like, huge pizzas, and Pizzaba gave me 20 pizzas.
Hell yeah.
They gave me 10. I'm sorry. They gave me 10 pizzas. Something like that. They gave me a lot of pizzas. No.
Hell yeah.
It
Noble
was a
and
lot.
Pizzaba.
There was a
like,
lot of pizza,
way to put out.
And there were a lot of really excited homeless people who were stoked to be eating something that wasn't, you know, just, you know.
Wasn't pizza picked up out of the dumpster at the end of the night?
Or it wasn't just like, a shelter meal. But
as
I was doing that, I realized I showed up and I saw this lady. And she was like, we're already doing, you know, a feed. And so I was like, well, hey, so we just popped a squat next to her and set up a table and started being, you know, feeding pizza, me and some friends. And then I realized, hey, you know, she's doing this already. I'm going to start setting up events so people could go out and start donating stuff to her. And that's the thing I'm doing now is I want people to go out and donate, you know, snacks, water, hygiene kits, anything to this lady to help her and her family while they're out there. And so I'm making events and letting people know when she's there so that they can help.
So if you're interested in getting involved and making Reno a beautiful Reno, Nevada, get in touch with the page and see what's happening.
It doesn't even take
much.
Make
fun of the hipsters, too.
Like, you can get store brand bottles of water, like a case of them, for $3.75. So
yeah, these little things you can buy.
Even if you don't have a lot of money.
Buy things, little comfort things.
Buy a thing of water.
Totally. Buy a pack of socks.
Personal
necessities. Buy a pillow.
Kleenex.
Cheap.
Fucking cloth handkerchiefs go a long fucking way, actually.
A brand new,
anything helps.
A nice brand new pillow at Walmart is $350. Just get one of those and give it to somebody that needs a pillow.
Yeah. For real.
Make somebody's quality of life that much
better.
For
real. Like that dude you see standing at the exit of the Walmart parking lot.
Give him a fresh
pair
of socks.
Buy a pillow and give it to him. Yeah. Like, there are little things that we can do to make our communities that much better. Because the homeless plight in Reno isn't going to get any better before, a while.
Yeah, we can't just push it to another city because it's just, these are human beings.
I used to bike the river pathway from Sparks to the downtown bars. When Rick and I lived out of the deep end of Sparks, I'd bike in on the river pathway all the time. And it was always fun and nice and cool. And frankly, nobody lived there. You might see a tent every once in a while. Somebody who's down on their luck for a week or two who happened to, like, you know, have a place scoped out. Nowadays, you bike along there, and that's where the tent city secretly is.
It's Mortville.
Yeah. Bing. Yeah. Mortville.
If anybody's
absolutely
seen John Waters' Desperate Living, it's Mortville.
It's people pitching in the worst times of their lives to eke out in existence just under and outside of the peripheral vision of all of us who live here and are also struggling ourselves desperately. But we have our houses, we have our apartments, we have our jobs.
But there's a huge
and as
community.
Somebody who's been in these circumstances with children and before, dude, those things about us being 1-2 paychecks away from that is no fucking shit.
I think
any homeowner in this economy knows what I'm talking about. So.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where these are human beings and we need to help them out. And I realized, like, it almost feels like a responsibility to have such a large audience and then to do something like that, because otherwise it just feels vapid, me just making jokes and, you know, basking in the glory. And some people have tried to accuse me of, like, trying to get glory for it, but I'll remind you, I'm anonymous and there's a
Mando.
Reason. Yeah, Mando.
Mando, but, the keyboard commando.
And the reason being is I'm not trying to, like, get glory for it or fame or anything off of this. I'm trying to, when I ask people, like, who went out today to do this, I'm trying to basically, you know, get a record, keep a count of who's actually out there.
Not accusatorily ask, but supportively and
encouragingly
ask.
Because I'm trying to get people to do this, and I'm trying to encourage people to do this because it's something that they see every day pop up in their feed. And so I can make a joke, and then later they can see something, you know, that is going to impact somebody.
Play a song?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any songs for the working class man? Something you can do? I'm just going to throw you guys for a loop here. And
John Lennon, working class hero.
Yeah, this song's kind of about that.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
You can do Bloody Teeth. That's a little more.
Do you need to see that?
Whatever you want.
You gotta go get your sax and your thing, girl.
Just tell me what you're gonna do.
Tell me what you want.
But wait till I get down there so I can hear it.
You got it.
See, I knew I could throw this at the two of them, and they'd be like, "Yeah, we got something we haven't
of course.
Practiced for a while."
Can I get a beer.
Yes.
Please, please.
Ah, Ian.
Yeah.
Trusty old Ian.
Thank you, Ian. Production assistant, Ian. Good friend.
Friend of the show.
podcast host.
Yes.
Ah, he has been
in
a
fact.
Podcast host.
Yes, in fact.
How long was Ian an intern?
Shit, if he's going to be around more often and I need a day off,
dude,
he can totally sit in.
Hell yeah, I love Ian.
It was the better part of a year.
Yeah.
But there was like a period that he wasn't here and then a period that he came back.
Yeah, dude worked his ass off. He was here every Monday. Yeah.
And he interned at the studio for the podcast so much that then we allowed him to bring a band in and record an album here at the studio. Ian is the only person that's ever run my studio when I wasn't here.
Oh, I thought Spencer did it.
No, Spencer did it, and
yeah, no, but I mean, not just run the podcast.
Run the studio.
I mean, he brought a band in and recorded a band, and I left.
Oh,
like, so outside of the podcast.
I thought, okay, never mind. Yeah,
cool.
I thought Nathan did that too. Nathan,
I think Nathan might have done a podcast.
Okay.
God, I miss Nathan. He was so fucking great.
Oh, yeah, no, one
is
of the best.
Is he one who
oh
went on to bigger, better things?
He moved away and lost touch with everybody. And everybody I know that knew him is just
no,
like he vanished.
He evaporated.
None of us know where he is, and I would love to
Ian's
hear from him.
Ian's the best. He even remembers what beer I like.
Oh, see?
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
So smart.
Do you think maybe you guys want to do two in a row?
Yeah, let's do that.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, you decide. You decide. Tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that way.
Do it. Fuck yeah.
All right. Why don't we do... All right, after this, we'll just do... We know what song we're doing first. I'll just tell you the second one afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this about how you hate the homeless?
The song is about hating the homeless.
Oh, no.
But not the Reno homeless.
No, no, no.
What a twist.
All right, Rachbot, you good?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tight.
When the line's been crossed and you're left all alone, fasten your shoes and make way to a home. And all the lies been spared from the stories she tells. Send home your woman to hell. Dancing no more with him. What does it mean when she lets out a scream at my shins? I grin when the people say that you've done nothing wrong. It's not the end, won't be digging for long. All the lies been spared from the stories she tells. Send home your woman to hell. Dress on the floor, she'll be dancing no more with him. What does it mean when she lets out a scream at my shins? I grin when the time is right and the feeling is gone. Trust all your friends when you're back and you're strong. All the lies been spared from the stories she tells. Send home your woman to hell. lies been spared from the stories she tells. Send home your woman to hell. Send home your woman to hell.
Light material for
nice.
You. Nice. Oh, that's so good. All right. I've never heard that before. Is it new?
No, that's an old song.
That was,
that's an OG.
That was a real angry OG young man.
Oh. And you call yourself I a had true been, fan.
Yeah, right?
How long? I don't know. I
was They're my favorite band. I've never heard that song.
I remember hearing that song at the
I have
for
to admit, the whole Buster Blue phenomenon happened when I was out of town. Like, I moved away. Everybody started talking about you on the MySpace, and then we all got onto Facebook, and I moved back to Reno, and you guys broke up.
Yep.
Yeah. 2010, 2011 or so?
It's because you moved back.
Yeah, I think we stopped playing. Last time we really played was like
2013,
yeah.
Well, but that didn't count. That was a reunion.
No, it wasn't. That was our album release.
That's when we were on tour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's what it was.
That actually came
yeah,
up
Yeah, you
in
guys
my...
literally just were not here living the high life of being Reno.
Now I just drink
rock
high
star,
life. That's it.
Playing in Reno bookstores across the country.
Yes.
These things are interrupted.
Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
God, she's always interrupting. Jesus.
All right, here's another tune.
In the summer sand, we played with our hands bottled broken bees. We do as we please, I understand. Nightmare's way. City bleeds the sky while shining at night, bones of golden feet. Climb over the trees, indulging and feeding. Ooh. There's a new way around, but there's no ears to the ground. The kind of light you can find in your backyard. Are you digging graves for the stars? Conversation, salvation's right. There's no way to survive. No way to survive. Someone sleeps upstairs. We were never their dreams of stories told. Before we grew old from underneath. Time sharpening your knives if it feels right, but don't Won't you please come inside? Won't you please come inside?
So you and Rachel are both playing at Valhalla on Wednesday, and I'll be there.
Are
you guys playing just solo stuff, or are you going to play together?
We're going to play old Wu-Tang.
Are you playing Buster Blue stuff, or are you playing all solo stuff?
You know, I'll probably be a mix.
Buffalo Moses.
Buffalo Moses.
Rachel.
Yeah, we'll do probably a mix of the two, and the fact that we're playing, you know, like... can't keep us apart.
Right.
I mean, like, we're playing a show together. I mean, usually
we're going to play that one song. Yeah, let's play that one song.
Well,
yeah,
there we go.
That's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. Like, that venue, Spike posted a video of it. The venue is beautiful. Just the talent that he's got lined up. Sam Chase and Dead Winter Duo, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of other things happening. Gina Rose is playing Friday night at Dead Ringer Bar.
Saturday, God, I love her. Last time I saw her was at Dead Ringer.
You know, we're going to have her back on the show.
Saw her last week and we talked
I love her.
It's been almost exactly 2 years since she's been on, and we talked the other night. She's really
excited to come back. Much rad new stuff
out
she's
of
made.
All
since
the t-shirts.
Oh, she has so many new songs.
Yeah. Out of all the band t-shirts I have bought or been gifted in the last year, the Gina Rose t-shirt is by far the comfiest.
Oh,
it's just the nicest and softest t-shirt out of all of them.
And then Saturday Bobo Lobo Fest, which obviously One Tenderly is playing Heterophobia, Ozymandias, and
Pushbox.
God, that is going to be such a great show.
Pushbox in the middle of the afternoon.
Wingfield Park in the afternoon.
This Saturday?
10 to 10. 12 hours of unique Reno music. You've got
Reno.
Food, unique Reno. you've got food trucks that are going to be showing up there. There's going to be some booze on site. I believe at least margaritas or something going on there. It's going to be there's vendors. It's going to be a blast. It's a Reno Fest.
Yeah.
That's a Boba Loba Fest. It's all about Reno, as you know, if you listen to the show.
And then I definitely need to talk about our Buster Blue super fan, Steve Emmerich.
Fresh Bacon himself.
Yes, Mr. Fresh Bacon. The Great Depressurization starts on Monday, so definitely go check that out. I'm going to link it on the blog.
And if you're not going to check it out, please hide in your home, go into your bomb shelter,
and die.
It's a little.
Yeah, that escalated.
No,
that
fuck everyone's here for Burning Man.
If they don't go, fuck them. That's what I'm
saying. You know what? If you never hear this or listen to this podcast, fuck you too.
Exactly right.
If you are never going to listen to what I have to say, fuck off.
That is like the most soothing voice to ever tell someone, fuck you.
That's why we have it.
I've heard that before.
Fuck you. Kill yourself. And
now, oh my God, Jesus!
It wasn't me.
It's
not yet.
But yeah, go check out the Great Depressurization and support our buddy Steve. Who is Steve actually involved in the revision?
Yes, thing? It's all part of it as well.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Fresh Bacon.
Is it JP Sears?
Yes, JP Sears. That looks like really funny. Yeah. He's hilarious.
The redheaded hippie guy.
Yeah, he'll be playing at Silver Legacy on Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
How to be offended.
Yeah. That's that guy. Yeah.
That guy's great.
Now align your chakras.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much all I got. Does anybody else have anything happening this next weekend besides Bobo Lobo Fest?
It's my birthday on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Hey. Tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you working?
Yes.
Yeah, oh. Go by and buy him some drinks.
There you go. There
right.
You go.
That That's would be at the Saint there in Virginia.
There
or
you go. Come see me. Yeah, just big old empty fucking room and me.
It's a joy to work that room on a Tuesday or Wednesday night room. With no events. No
I
events
don't know, yet. Man.
It's
we
a
would,
big place.
Yeah, I wandered in there the other night, didn't I, Brian?
Oh yeah, we had a ladies' review. It was, like
it was an all male review.
Girls'
like
night out.
Thunder from Down Under
started
style.
Out with like,
oh
yeah,
right. You guys had the thunder.
Ladies, tonight there are no boyfriends, no husbands, no ball and chain telling you what to do.
Seriously?
Because tonight is girls' night out. And then, honestly, it went, oh, and then just went right into
oh,
the
no.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to say it. There are a few beefcakes there.
They started with Down with the Sickness.
Oh, yeah. Well, they started off with Sandstorm, and then it was a quick cut
no.
into Down with the Sickness.
No.
Was this sponsored by Rock 104.5?
Yeah. Dude, I was across the street. I was at Noble.
Reno's Rock Station. Yeah.
Inside at Noble, and I could hear the Woo Girls. Like,
yeah, yeah. It was wild. And I'll tell you what, like
crazy.
Those guys can definitely pick up a lady. Like literally.
Like, like picking up housewives.
Literally just like picking them up.
Okay. Were they picking up housewives or they were picking up like co-eds? Like
everything. Everybody was getting picked up.
I saw these guys. They're pretty buff. Like,
okay.
Yeah, real
guys.
Buff.
There's a guy. Well,
they were like doing one handed push-ups.
On the pool table, which was pretty cool too.
Were gay friends allowed?
No.
No,
really?
Man.
Just kidding.
No, they must have been.
Yeah, no, honestly, there was. The bathrooms never looked cleaner in the men's restroom. There wasn't any. It was like no one had been in there. There was myself,
I'm sure that they
one
were
of
allowed.
The bartender, there's one other guy in the crowd that was just kind of waiting for his girlfriend to stop drinking so they could leave. That was about it.
Nice. Looking at his watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Thought this Magic Mike guy was, you know, timely, but apparently not. No, it's yeah, we've had a lot of fun adventures, haven't we? Actually, I booked the podcast originally. It was on Tinder.
That's true.
When I had a Tinder.
Right.
I don't have Tinder.
We swiped right.
The light at the end of the tunnel is coming up quickly. However, Rick, give me my music.
Oh, no way. Are we going to do that?
Oh, yeah. We're totally going to do
it. We only got a minute.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the question?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
What do you mean we have a minute? We got like 10.
This is going to be so fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. You didn't think you'd get away without it, but we're going to ask you a handful of really obnoxious questions that you don't want to answer on the radio. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not on the radio. Let me remind you.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, this year I'm going to continue with the year of the ghost, but what would be your least favorite place to haunt, Brian?
Fucking work.
Oh, that would suck.
Haunt work.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Haunt the bar that you go to every day.
Yeah.
My least favorite place
Mendo.
To haunt?
Where would be the hell of your haunting?
I can't think of anything. I can tell you my favorite place to haunt would be Eddie Lorton's house, but, you know.
What's the address there? Just kidding. Joking.
124 right. Keyboard Commando Lane.
Ragebot.
I would never want to haunt the dog pound because I wouldn't want to scare anybody. I wouldn't want to scare any dogs.
Can you imagine if you haunted the dog pound, Rachel?
That would be terrible.
I can't help you, but let me knock over this food.
Let me scare the crap out of you. All I want to do is
don't worry
pet,
about that. That's Rachel.
Pet all
no,
the
you
dogs,
would,
but I'm
you
just
would scare,
scaring
you would
the shit
scare
out of
all the bad owners.
Yeah,
that
all
came
the
in.
Owners would come in and be like, "Fuck, all these
oh,
dogs
I
are
like
scared."
Oh, I like that better. I was thinking I would be there to scare the
You'd
dog.
You'd protect the dog.
Yeah, comfort the
well,
dog.
Okay,
dogs,
I changed my answer.
Dogs can see the ghost.
Rachel, you wanted to scare the dog?
Well, no, I didn't want to.
What
that's why
sick
I didn't. I wouldn't
plot.
Want to haunt there.
I'll sell you this dog, but I got to warn you, it's haunted.
It was all about not wanting to.
All right. Next question. Moving along. That was very confusing. I gave you points. I took them away. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, I didn't know you were getting points. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're getting graded.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. This is going on your permanent podcast record.
Okay.
Chewy.
Okay. What's the best burger in Reno?
Beefies.
beef? Right now, probably Burger M. It's a small chain, but
yeah.
Yep.
Rage?
Oh, I said Beefy's with Brian.
How late is Beefy's open?
Beefy's makes red.
They close early.
Early. Yeah. Like
they're more of a lunch place.
They make cool shirts, though.
I always want to go when
good,
they're closed.
Good food. Yeah. In the old Landers.
Sundays.
Service. Yeah. I always ride past it and it's closed, and I think, when does that close? I need to go there.
You could go to the antique store and then go to the Beefy's across the
street. If you could be any two animals combined, what would they be?
Yes. I love that question.
Ooh. Can I just be an animomorph? So like human and animal?
Nope. No. It's a half and a half.
Oh, obviously I would go with...
And specify which half.
Okay. Let me think about this. I would like the bottom end of a duck, and then the top part of me would definitely be a large house cat.
Have you seen how ducks have sex? Awesome. Are you sure you
want
to go with that answer?
Oh, it's awful.
Cat duck.
You especially don't want your lower half to be duck. It's really bad.
With the corkscrew cock and everything.
Yeah, check out the safe frame.
I can sit in water and I'll never drown.
That's true.
Mando.
Oh my God. I'd be a liger.
No, that's not a real answer.
Yeah, that answer is the one answer that gets you zero.
Which half would be a liger?
So if I were going to be two different animals, I'd probably be like a cat, and actually I'd be a cat and a dog because
cat dog.
Then whoever owns me gets like the best of both worlds.
But would you be like cat dog, aww, like with no like butt, that, just two faces?
Maybe.
I love that
just
show.
Just constantly.
Rachel.
let's see. I would be. Maybe like the bottom of a giraffe, so I could be pretty tall, and then
you poop on everybody.
I could poop on everybody, and then I don't know, the top of a giraffe's a little awkward, I suppose.
No, you got to keep it.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Bottom of a giraffe, top shark.
There we go.
There we go.
So you just awkwardly have to dip your head
animal
in the water. Yeah.
I can't reach you, but I'm gonna.
Yeah.
16-foot tall killing machine.
I have a head helmet full of water. So it's all good. It's good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Are you a squirter?
Rick? What's your question?
What is your favorite type of pornography?
Brian, we'll start with you.
Available.
Available good. Pornography.
Mando, the free. Keyboard commando, free. That's kind of the same answer, but I'll take it.
Do people still charge for pornography? I don't know.
Yes.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah.
You can pay if you want to. Huh.
But it's so much easier.
Mine is
why
like the,
would you?
The fuzzy kind on cable. No.
Spice, oh, that's a great
channel.
Answer.
Oh, my Skinamax. God.
Skinamax. Yeah.
You
can't quite
turn
see
right,
it.
We're
going
to also now do a quick round, of rapid fire questions. Okay. Who wins in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
Ooh. Oh, Elvis.
Elvis's belly.
The Beatles were tough as fuck.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
There isn't a pectoral muscle among the four of them.
Five
you
of
see them.
Them
in their heyday?
There's not a pectoral muscle amongst the five
Have
of
you
them.
Seen Elvis in his heyday?
Elvis served.
Elvis died taking a shit.
Yeah. Everybody served.
He was in a movie with his shirt off at one point.
Oh, yeah.
The Beatles could have never done that. It was ridiculous.
They were
fucking push up.
They were too. It was called Help, and it was really awkward.
It was. Oh, Help was cute.
I love that movie.
They needed help with their shirt.
Okay, Kim.
Tom Petty or Bob Dylan?
In a fight.
Bob.
Oh, in a fight?
Sure.
Yeah,
oh,
they're
Petty.
All going to be
Tom Petty in a fight.
In their
sure.
prime.
Absolutely.
In Tom their Petty prime. In a fight for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tom Petty.
I feel like he'd bite.
He was a crazy dude.
He did have those big teeth.
He'd be a biter for sure. Yeah.
Right, and then he'd kick his ass. Tom Petty would kick Bob Dylan's ass and say, "Don't come around here no more."
All right. Toothpaste or mustard?
What?
Who wins the fight in your mouth?
Yeah. What would you prefer if you could?
Mustard.
If you could, yeah.
Mustard.
If you could choose right now. What would
I
you
agree
have?
With oh, mustard.
Yeah. Toothpaste or mustard?
I used to come home and have mustard as
mustard.
A snack.
Mustard is so good.
I mean, yeah, mustard because you don't really want to have toothpaste all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, all right.
But mustard you
all
can
all
put
all
on.
Right.
I don't even know why I wrote
no,
that
you know
one down.
No. I'm going to fix this question.
Yes.
Which is better after orange juice? Toothpaste or mustard?
Oh, mustard.
Mustard.
Again.
Yeah. Really? Again? Okay.
Mustard overpowers the orange
juice.
Really toothpaste
just
joints forces to destroy your mouth and your flavor buds.
I love mustard.
Taste buds.
Rick?
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Oh.
The fight for your temple.
Are you going first, Rachel?
She's making noise. Like
I think
she
maybe
is.
I'll just pass on before I have to answer the question.
Well,
I'll pass away.
I'll take a super form of both.
I'll pass away from either before I have
super
to
super AIDS and super cancer.
The
absolutely. Yeah. I want
to
have the best.
I think they're closer. They're closer to being able to combat AIDS than they are cancer. So
that's true.
Fuck yeah! Right.
Who wins in a fight? A vampire or a werewolf?
Oh, that's a vampire.
Ooh, I'm going to say werewolf.
Vampire.
Werewolf.
For sure. And who wins, a house party or a bar in a fight? Gang fight.
Ooh, gang fight. Ooh.
Between a house party and a
which
bar.
Which bar, Shays?
It's hard to have a gang
Which
bar?
Because I said, like, if it's a bro-ish house
I'm going to give an old Reno answer. The bar will be O's.
And
Mr. O's.
Can the house be the eyeball?
Oh, yeah. Fort Ryland.
I was going to say Fort Ryland.
That's Fort Ryland.
All right, yeah. The old O's versus Fort Ryland.
Okay. Oh, then definitely Mr. O's.
So straight edge and hardcore kids against the bunch of gross.
Well, those guys have, you know, beer bottles. They can smash them.
Yeah.
Mr. O's in the afternoon or at 3 in the morning?
Straight
edge is tough, though.
Back in the day, the straight edge scene was pretty violent.
All right.
Oh, wait, Riku has one.
Made bands from other cities not want to be here.
No, it's a great one. Okay, everybody, here's Riku's question. What do you want more?
Ash, cash, or grass?
Oh, okay. Brian?
Ash, cash, or grass?
Yeah. Nobody rides for free.
Oh, ass. Oh, I was going to say grass with me.
I can't cuddle with cash or grass, so.
A little bit of ass for the Mando.
So it's ass all around.
All right.
You got grass. Yes.
I'm going to add up the
bring that
scores
grass
here.
If you got grass, you'll get some ass.
I'm adding up the scores on my calculator.
If you got gas, maybe not so much.
All right. Pass on the gas.
378,462 points was not enough, Brian.
Fuck.
Oh.
757,247 points was good enough.
Man, the dude last week got like 50 points.
Rachel!
Whoa, congrats, Rachel.
Mando, unfortunately, you fell right in the middle with 600,000 points. Even. Flat,
oh,
like, just very magically, nice. Just even.
Well, you guys all did great.
I'm honored. Yeah.
Great performance on the show.
I'm honored.
Rachel, you're our big winner. You get the accolade of your friends, and I owe you a sticker.
Ooh, okay.
Right. It's been a lot of fun having all of you here.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
It's been real fun.
Fuck yeah, it has.
Yeah.
And we here at The Worst Little Podcast want to let you all know out there that life is short and we love you. So good night, ladies. Let's have some rock and roll.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Thousand crooked highways and I stumbled from the start. I got lost in my directions and then this broken heart. Without the fear of consequence, I'll be screaming out your name. We said goodbye in the summertime and said we would refrain. Hold on, how long must this go on? Please just hold on. Must this go on? Look in my direction, somewhere down the line. I kept you alive in a photograph, and it's weathered through the times. With folded hands, I'll take a chance, throw my body to the ground. I'll try to find the words to sway, but I'll never make a sound. Hold on. How long must this go on? Please just hold on. How long must this go on? I try to find the words to sway, but it'll make no difference anyway. Hold on. On. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Woke with visions of Laredo, a hot and heavy Texas sun. I rest my fingers on the trigger, and I pray that it's the one to wipe this sense of urgency, bring color to my face. I was not the type for bloodshed, but I've always liked the taste. Hold on, on. How long must this go on? Please just hold on. How long must this go on? Will I try to find the words to sway, but it'll make no difference anyway. Hold on, hold on.
And pain-causing holds could make him go wild.
Darkwater Studio.
Making the disturbed person feel more comfortable is the first step in winning his confidence.
Thank you very much, microphone.